Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
During week one at the Olympics, it's always a challenge for me anyway. I mean, it seems like we all smell like chlorine watching all of the swimming competition. And we're all reminded about how we don't look like any of those folks in those bathing suits. And we're reminded that the U.S. may be a troubled superpower around the world, but not in the Olympic-sized pools. No worry, we're a swimming superpower at the Olympics. But if most of us were thrown into the pool, how would we swim as a nation? All of us. Well, we could hardly expect to keep up with the likes of freestyler Allison Schmidt or Michael Phelps or golden butterfly Dana Vollmer or Ryan Lochte, but would a lot of us drown in the water? Maybe. According to the Red Cross, 37% of Americans say they're not good swimmers, and 13% of Americans say they can't swim at all. Dr. Carol Irwin, assistant professor of physical education, teacher education at the University of Memphis, has looked at this. As Americans, are we tadpoles, seahorses, seals, or sea lions? Dr. Irwin, I gather a lot of us wouldn't be getting any swimming badges at all, right?
Well, I would probably agree. Our study targeted, more marginalized populations. But in general, even like some of my students, they're required to take swimming, and many of them have to start out at beginning swimming. They've never taken swimming lessons, whether they're in a marginalized group or not.
Is there a cultural breakdown of enthusiasm about jumping into the water based on your study, Dr. Irwin?
What we found, yes, I would agree. The statistics, the final numbers that came out of our study indicated that just African Americans, they swim at a no or low ability, which means basically they can't swim or they can only swim in the shallow end of the pool. And that number is about 69%, 68.9%. So a lot of times we just say about 70%. And then the Hispanic Latino kids indicated that they were no or low ability at about 58%. And that then compares to the white subjects, which indicated they were no or low at about 42%. So there's a huge disparity there.
Although all the numbers for all the groups pretty big there. We're talking with Dr. Carol Irwin, assistant professor of physical education and teacher education at the University of Memphis, looking at the breakdown of what Americans in what groups actually have little to no swimming ability, even as adults. Anthony Norris joins us now, business owner and board chair of Memphis Splash. He's a board member of USA Swimming's Diversity Initiative. Anthony Norris, welcome to the program.
Hello.
So traditionally, is there some problem with getting in the pool for African Americans?
Yes, I think you look at it from two perspectives. One, just the popularity of the sport of swimming in African American communities. I, as an African American parent, learned to swim as an adult, as well as you have fear of the water. If you haven't learned to swim as a child, then more often than not, you're very concerned about protecting your child, as any parent would be, and the initial reaction would be to keep them away from the water versus let's get them in some organized program so that they will be able to swim.
Well, certainly the idea of being a Michael Phelps is not attractive. Even he talks about how miserable it is to get into the pool every morning. When I was encouraged by my parents to swim, it was very much the safety issue, and there was just something about a kind of physical literacy, I guess, that, had to do with going to get swimming lessons. It enabled you to go to camp, those sorts of things. Is that a message that doesn't come through in the African-American community as strongly as it should?
Yes, it's one that's very well received once it's communicated and shared with, and we see it every day with a long waiting list of parents signing their children up to participate in our free and low-cost swimming lessons. And then also the Michael Phelps, Cullen Jones, that's the extreme end of the sport. There's a lot more fun opportunities at the competitive level with swimming in summer leagues, the camaraderie, the cultural race building in terms of learning opportunities to know children and families from other backgrounds are things that we find that there is opportunities for children to participate on the competitive end that doesn't necessarily require them to get up at 5 a.m. every day before they go to school to swim on the more extreme side.
So the sports argument actually plays. It's not as though swimming has to stand up against basketball and baseball and soccer.
Yes, we had a 6-year-old that just yesterday learned to swim last August, started in a swim lessons program, won a trophy at the city meet for fifth place High Point. And she was so thrilled, and her family and cousins and everyone she knows are now signing up their children to swim and wanting to be on the swim team.
Getting everybody into the pool, that's the mission of Anthony Norris, who's a business owner and board chair of Memphis Splash. He's a board member of USA Swimming's Diversity Initiative, trying to address some statistics that Dr. Carol Irwin told us about a few moments ago, that Americans, by and large, aren't as good swimmers as the medals at the Olympics might suggest. What do you think the harm is, the threat here is, if Americans stay at this low level of physical proficiency, comparatively speaking, in swimming pools and lakes?
I use this statistic all the time. The surface of the earth is covered by water at 70%, so we're going to run into water eventually. And about 80% of the total world population lives near water. So to me, becoming comfortable in our environment is really important, and water is a part of our environment. And every child should learn how to swim. Everybody should know how to be safe around water. And it's, an unfortunate situation that certain populations seem to, not swim or not get into swim lessons at an appropriate rate. So I think what we're doing is we're just setting up more and more drowning numbers by not doing anything about it.
Although fear of the water is something very basic, it doesn't require you to be any particular race or ethnicity. We'd love to hear your stories on fear of the water, how you overcame it, when you learned to swim, whether it was difficult to you, the challenge of learning to swim, and how far did you go in the Red Cross swimming instruction? Did you go beyond tadpole? At least I'm dating myself. They don't even call it that anymore. But call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. So, Anthony Norris, what do you think of that argument? Most of the world is covered with water. I could add to that, global warming is coming, so the sea level is rising. Learn to swim, folks.
Yeah, that's compelling. But then also there's the physical fitness, obesity, and especially childhood obesity is something that's pretty prevalent in our community and across the country. So fitness, as well as just opening doors and exposing our children to, new and other opportunities, but most importantly, starting with the safety aspect of it. There are so many compelling reasons why all children should swim.
And there's lots of statistics, Dr. Carol Irwin, that swimming as an exercise and fitness program produces much less trauma on the skeletal system, less likely to have the kinds of injuries that you would get in maybe a competitive sports program on the field, right?
Exactly. Swimming is a full body exercise. All your joints and parts of your body get, equal amount of exercise at the same time. And it's less stress on the cardiovascular system as compared to, like, running. Plus, with kids, especially kids in an urban environment, they tend to have higher incidence rates of asthma. It is a perfect exercise for asthma. So, yes, it's a great way to get fit.
Holistic health, jump in the pool. Carol Irwin, who are you watching in the Olympics?
Who am I watching in the Olympics?
Yep.
Well, of course I'm watching the swimming. I was excited last night to watch the relay, and then I just love all sports. I love the Olympics when it comes around.
Anthony Norris, you got any swimming role models at this year's Olympics?
Leah Neal, a 17-year-old from New York. She actually qualified the Olympic trials as a 12-year-old, and as the father of a 12-year-old, she is definitely a role model in our house, and seeing her swim in the relay, the opening nights of the Olympic, was very inspiring. And, of course, Cullen Jones is a role model nationally for the Make a Splash initiative. So doing great work.
Well, listen to you. You should be Olympics commentator for the Takeaway.
Interesting.
Swimming event. Anthony Norris, business owner and board chair of Memphis Splash, a part of USA Swimming's diversity initiative. We also spoke with Dr. Carol Irwin, assistant professor of physical education and teacher education at the University of Memphis, trying to get all of us into the pool. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you
for having us.